What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews, exclusively here as always on the Casa D18 Studios channel. I, of course, am your host, the Renegade JJ Williams, and today we continue our week of older Tom Hanks films as we take a look at the 1985 film The Man with One Red Shoe, starring Tom Hanks, Dabney Coleman, Laurie Singer, Jim Belushi, Charles Durning, Carrie Fisher, and David Ogden Stiers. What's going on, everybody? Thank you for joining me here once again for another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews. And like I said during the introduction, today we're going to take a look at another one of Tom Hanks's older films, The Man with One Red Shoe. If you remember the other day, I mentioned about how this first week of Tom Hanks Month, Part 2, are all films from like the 80s that I just didn't own or didn't have access to when we covered his filmography back in January. So we're kind of retreading through those on our way to get caught back up to where we left off at the end of January. I digress, though. Let's get into The Man with One Red Shoe. Now, as our movie opens, an agent of the United States CIA is arrested in Morocco on drug smuggling charges. The person behind the smuggling operation is CIA Deputy Director Burton Cooper, who hopes that the resulting scandal will lead to the resignation of CIA Director Ross and Cooper's promotion to the director position. Now, Ross is aware of Cooper's complicity, but when questioned by a special Senate committee about the arrest, Ross tells the committee that he has not received all of the facts on the case to be able to answer their questions properly. The committee orders a full inquiry and gives Ross 48 hours in order to present the proper answers. Ross devises a plan for Cooper's downfall. Knowing that his house has been bugged for sound by Cooper, he purposely lets it leak that a man will be arriving at the airport who will clear him of the scandal and orders his assistant to pick him up. Wild goose chase. Brown spots a man wearing mismatched shoes descending an escalator and picks him as the random target. The man is concert violinist Richard Drew, whose percussionist friend Morris played a trick on him by hiding one of each pair of his shoes, which has now forced Richard to wear one business shoe and one red sneaker on his flight home. Cooper takes the bait and he begins to track Richard, while Richard is completely oblivious to the intelligence operations that are centered upon him, as he is consumed by his own personal problems. You see, Richard had a fling with Morris's flutist wife, Paula, who plays in the same symphony orchestra with Richard and Morris. The affair was brought on by Morris's immaturity and obsession with playing practical jokes on people, Richard being one of them. After eluding them at the airport, Richard is bumped into by Maddie, one of Cooper's operatives who steals his wallet. After damaging his tooth with a bag of gag peanuts, which were given to him by Morris, Richard heads home in order to prepare for a visit to the dentist. While talking on the phone with Morris, Cooper, who has tapped Richard's phone, hears that Richard and Morris are to meet with the senators, which Cooper thinks is an inquiry with the Senate. But it turns out to be the name of the orchestral symphony softball team for which Morris and Richard play. While Richard heads to the dentist, Cooper sends his agents out to continue their surveillance. First, by having Maddie lead a team to search his apartment for any information and to bug it for sound, and then by having other agents intercept him at his dentist's office, believing that his tooth has microfilm inside. They learn that Richard has traveled the world, including several communist countries. Coopers thinks that this is the perfect cover for a spy and starts digging deeper. Soon, they suspect that his sheet music is actually a code and use Defense Department computers to decipher it. Hoping to learn more, Cooper sends Maddie to seduce Richard and find out what he knows. While Richard is playing a violin composition that he wrote for her, Maddie begins to fall for him. Meanwhile, Morris catches glimpses of the operations of Cooper's agents, leading him to believe that he may be going mad. Ross, meanwhile, simply sits back and watches the antics unfold. Brown is concerned that Richard may end up being killed as a result of Ross's plan to draw out Cooper. However, Ross is only concerned about his career and dismisses Brown's guilty conscience. When one attempt after another fails to yield any usable information, Cooper orders Richard killed and eventually attempts to kill him himself. Richard remains completely oblivious to the plot until Maddie decides to thwart Cooper and testifies in front of the Senate about the plot. Cooper is arrested while Ross is demoted and Brown becomes the director of the CIA. Morris is committed to a mental institution and Paula severs her romantic interest in Richard, believing that Morris needs her. Maddie agrees to testify against Cooper in exchange for her own freedom, after which she is reunited with Richard. This was a cute film, but I feel like it was over the top silly in certain places, and it kind of distracted a little bit for me. While Tom Hanks is primarily known, especially in the 80s, for being a comedic guy, I feel like this was just over the top. This had the potential to be a really cool spy, secret agent type of thriller film with some comedy elements thrown in. But I feel like it went way too heavy on the comedy, where it could have pulled back just a little bit more to be a little bit more on the serious side. Again, I get Tom Hanks in the 80s was known for his comedy roles, but I really feel like this was a missed opportunity and just came off as very slapsticky in a lot of places, which is sad because looking at the cast listing, you know, I thought I was going to go in and just automatically love this film. Tom Hanks, Carrie Fisher, Jim Belushi, Dabney Coleman, like, it spelled success. And unfortunately, I feel like it floundered. It didn't reel me in to the extent that I was hoping for. I don't really get into that over-the-top comedy anymore like I did in my younger days. Maybe if I had seen these films in the 80s or early 90s when I was a lot younger, maybe I would have appreciated the comedy a little bit more. When it comes to my rating on The Man with One Red Shoe, I'm going to give it 2 out of 5 stars. I mean, I did enjoy it to a certain degree, but I feel like I said, if they had pulled back on some of the over-the-top comedy and injected just a little bit more spy thriller to it, easily could have bumped it up to a 3, 3.5 star film. Obviously, Tom Hanks would start to go more dramatic in the 90s. League of Their Own, while still a comedy, definitely leans more on the drama side. Forrest Gump, while still having a lot of comedy, leans a little bit more on the dramatic side. If this had been done kind of in the same vein, I feel like I would have enjoyed it more. 2 stars out of 5, though, for me, when it comes to The Man with One Red Shoe. I'm curious what you guys think about it out there. Those of you that have seen The Man with One Red Shoe, let me know. If you're watching the premiere, leave your thoughts and comments over here. If you're watching on demand later in the day, leave your thoughts and comments down here. Whatever you do, though, when you get out there on social media, let's try to get those hashtags trending. Hashtag Casa D18 Studios, hashtag Renegades Reviews, hashtag Renegade Returns, and of course, the ever popular hashtag Shenanigans.
Merchandising.
Merchandising? What's that?
Merchandising. Come, I'll show you. Merchandising, merchandising, where the real money's made.
Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow, right back here on the Casa D18 Studios channel, for another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews, when we go to 1985 and we take a look at a repairing of Tom Hanks and John Candy in Volunteers, also starring Rita Wilson, Tim Thomerson, Getty Watanabe, George Plimpton, Ernest Harada, Alan Arbus, and Xander Berkeley. You're not going to want to miss out on that one tomorrow, right back here on the Casa D18 Studios channel, right back here on an all-new Renegades Reviews, when we take a look at, as I said, another pairing of Tom Hanks and John Candy after Splash, Volunteers. To all my loyal fans and viewers out there tuning in for the premiere, leaving your thoughts and comments over here, thank you very much. I appreciate each and every one of you. Likewise, all my loyal fans and viewers out there tuning in a little bit later in the day, watching on demand, leaving your thoughts and comments down here, thank you very much. I appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate all my loyal fans and viewers out there tuning in on a regular basis. Show me that love. Show me that support. Going back to the archives, watching those old videos to try and help boost up my viewership hours so I can eventually get monetized, make some money on this endeavor. Thank you to each and every one of you who tuned in today and joined me. And I will see you guys next time.